Macmillan Audio presents The Vanishing American Adult, Our Coming-of-Age Crisis, and How to Rebuild a Culture of Self-Reliance by Ben Sass. Read for you by the author.
Introduction. My kids need air conditioning. We all know the noun adult, but I was perplexed last year to begin regularly hearing the new verb to adult. In social media, especially on Twitter and Instagram, it birthed a new hashtag as well, adulting, as in doing laundry, dishes, cleaning my bathroom at midnight, hashtag adulting. Or, just paid this month's bills on time, hashtag adulting. Or, decided I couldn't watch Netflix for 8 hours straight and went to the grocery store instead, hashtag adulting. The new word's use spiked so quickly that in 2016, the American Dialectic Society nominated adulting the most creative word construction in the entire English language. Alongside slang like YOLO, go for it, since you only live once, and politically correct neologisms like microaggression, the verbified version of adult is a totally new addition to our vocabulary. For those unaccustomed to hearing this term, that is, actual adults, adulting is an ironic way of describing engagement in adult behaviors, like paying your taxes or getting super pumped about home appliances. You know, the sort of mundane tasks and tools that responsibility demands. In other words, to a growing number of young Americans, acting like a grown-up is a kind of role-playing that can be thought of as a joke. In a different time, there was decent clarity about what coming of age into adulthood meant. Leaving childhood and becoming an adult was conceptually clear. It was a gift that older generations gave to the younger. No longer. Ours is now an odd nation of both delayed grown-ups and adult children who create words to mock the idea that we could ever become responsible, civic-minded leaders. Before going any further, though, I want to puncture in advance a potential misunderstanding about this book. You might think you're about to hear a harumph against the laziness of the rising generation or about stultifying helicopter parenting. Perhaps you're expecting a fiery harangue about taking away kids' devices, kicking them out of the house, giving parents a spine, and all will be well. Actually, you will hear very little get-off-my-lawn screaming in these pages. There are few easy answers offered here, and this project isn't primarily about blaming anyone. Nor should you hear in these pages mere nostalgia for some lost golden age. For, despite being a historian, I am more interested in the future than the past. Thus, the latter two-thirds of the book offer a gritty but constructive vision drawn from our nation's traditions of how parents and grandparents can help build self-reliance into the rising generation going forward. But first, we need to agree on the problem. I believe our entire nation is in the midst of a collective coming-of-age crisis without parallel in our history. We are living in an America of perpetual adolescence. Our kids simply don't know what an adult is anymore, or how to become one. Many don't see a reason even to try. Perhaps more problematic, the older generations have forgotten that we need to plan to teach them. It's our fault more than it is theirs. The idea for this book came when I began serving as president of a liberal arts college in my home state of Nebraska 7 years ago. Early in my tenure at Midland University, a group of students in the athletic department was tasked with setting up a 20-foot Christmas tree in the lobby of our basketball arena. These were hearty and healthy kids, 18 and 19 years old. They got the tree up, took out some decorations, dressed the tree, and began to leave, concluding that the job was done. That was when one of the university's vice presidents happened by and noticed something odd. The Christmas tree was decorated only on the bottom 7 or 8 feet on the branch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?